Money FM 89.3, best of weekends.
Good news coming out of Thailand today, and that is they are starting their phase three reopening of the country after COVID-19. Joining us on the line now from Bangkok is Mike Rao Manachai, independent media consultant. And Mike, welcome to the show. How is it looking there so far?
So far, so good. The phase three reopening in Thailand will start tomorrow on June 1st. And it seems to me it's probably the biggest reopening that we have had because more businesses, you know, that would, you know, deem at risk will be opening, such as movie theaters and gyms and spa. You know, a lot of Thai people miss, you know, going to Thai massage. So now they will be able to go to Thai massage parlors, but with social distancing measure in place. So let me tell you what's going to happen with all of these places.
Yes, please
so,
do.
So starting with movie theaters, the movie theaters, there will be a reduced capacity. So only 50, they can only be able to hold 50% of the capacity or a maximum of 200 people. So for example, if a theater have 500 or 600 seats, they can only be able to have only 200 customers and no food and drinks allowed. And for the spa,
and for the spas,
so you can do the body treatments, body massage, but no facial treatments or facial massage. And for the gyms in shopping mall, on the previous phase, the gyms are allowed to open, but not the gyms in the shopping malls. But in this one, the gyms can open now in the shopping mall. However, there will be a reduced capacity. So, you know, you're not going to be able to see all the big group exercise classes or, you know, or a gym, or a full pack gym like we used to see.
And the restaurants and things like that, are they all reopening again with social distancing?
They actually have been reopening since phase two. So all of the restaurants and the shopping malls and, you know, and all the restaurants, they already been open. But I think from my observation, you know, in the past 2 weeks since I saw the phase two reopening, it seems that a lot of people are still quite not sure if they want to dine in because of, you know, all the social distancing measure in place, you know, because they have to be seated separately from each other. And in some restaurants, they can only be seated one person per table. And some restaurants, they even have that, you know, that plastic shield between the persons, especially all those restaurants that involve in hot soup, you know, so they don't want, you know, all these to spill out to each other.
And Mike, I know there's been some reopening on the domestic airline front. Now, I believe aren't the international airlines going to be available from tomorrow as well, from the first?
No, the international airlines won't be able to fly in as because of the Thai Civil Aviation Authorities. They actually issue an extension of the ban on international travel.
Okay. Thanks for clarifying that. I got that wrong.
Yeah, but however, on June 1st, there will be the 14 days quarantine for traveling between provinces will be lifted, which means that, you know, everybody can actually be able to travel, you know, between provinces, and they don't get 14 days quarantine.
Very interesting. Speaking with Mike Rao Manachai, an independent media consultant in Bangkok, about Bangkok's phase three reopening starting tomorrow, June the 1st. And Mike, so far, has there been any spike or any resurgence of any of COVID-19 cases based on the previous openings that have been going on in recent weeks?
Actually, no, there has been no community spreading or spike of COVID-19 cases in the country. However, in the past week, there has been you know, some spike in imported cases. So those are the foreigners and Thai citizens who return from overseas, but they are all in state quarantine. So the government actually is saying that, you know, you don't have to worry about it. You know, even though there's one day of last week that was like 9 important cases, which is actually, quite high consider of all of the new cases that we've had in the past 2 weeks. But the government, reassure people that these new cases are important cases, that they will be in state quarantine. So people should not be, too worried about it.
Yeah. So the mood, I would assume the mood is getting a lot better across Thailand. I know you're in Bangkok. You're not all over the country, but do people seem to be, happier and just, feeling better about what's going on now?
Yeah, I think people seem to be happy, and also because of the phase three, it's going to kick off, the economy, because as you know, it's not just Thailand, but all around the world, people are suffering of, economically. Which is actually, that's why phase three is very important, especially on domestic travels and also opening of, of more businesses so that people can, get the sense of normalcy back.
Yeah, when Bangkok and when Thailand first started reopening, a lot of people, I understand, still stayed home. They didn't automatically, everyone rush out. Do you feel like some people are still kind of taking it easy, just from their own personal perspective and still kind of practicing their own physical distancing?
Yes. Well, the thing is, even though all of these businesses are opening, but strict social distancing measures still in place. If you go to shopping malls or public transits, you still have to wear masks. Wearing masks is mandatory, in Thailand when you are out in the public, and because you actually will be fined or even be arrested if you're not wearing a mask, because we're still under the emergency decree, and the emergency decree will be extended to the end of June, which means that actually the police have the authority to arrest people if they're not following social distancing measures.
All right, well, Mike, thank you for that update. Talking with Mike Raomanachai, independent media consultant in Bangkok. Appreciate your time today and explaining what's happening throughout Thailand.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.